Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was going to be still in town, and I was going to invite you.
That's unbelievably awesome. Kind, sir.
I don't. What time is the party? Because I think we fly out tomorrow night, don't we?
And then we big-timed Matt Williams.
See, we can't make it. Sorry, M-Dub.
Thanks for the invite, Matt.
Appreciate you thinking of us.
Kind of all booked up. My mom called me. She's like, that's so cool. You've got to change your flight. And I'm like, CBS isn't going to pay for that. She's, you pay for it. I was like, $400? Now, in hindsight, I should have, because all I want to do ever is meet Mark Wahlberg, and apparently he was at the party.
Mark Wahlberg was. Wasn't Matt Damon supposed to be there, too? Am I crazy?
A bunch of celebrities.
Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing ever not to go to that party. If I could go back, because I remember debating it with Thom, actually, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I said, I just can't.
Great find on that.
We didn't have a suit. Remember he said it was like a formal event.
Yeah, we had nothing.
So I would have had to go buy a suit, and I would have had to buy a new flight and probably get a hotel that night.
Because it was a house party, but he throws a big tent in the backyard, and that's where the party is. And I believe that Randy Johnson and Michael Jordan were also at the party.
Yeah, were they really?
I know Michael Jordan was. I remember talking about it the next day. It was a who's who, just ridiculous, hobnobby, crazy party.
Guys blew it off.
I would have had so many selfies. I mean, just so many pictures with celebrities because I'm such a celebrity hunter. Oh, I would have loved it so much.
Wow, okay, Grant Paulson, DC Market. That's really awesome. I like your new suit, okay?
By the way, Matt Williams, great manager, should still be the manager here.
And that was really nice of him to invite us, I would say.
I kid because I care.
No, he was. I will tell you this, the what he did in the locker room didn't fit how cool he was with us, like privately. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember, like, we can out this now because this is two managers ago, but remember that Chalk Talk event that we did with him
on
the Arlington Draft House? Behind the scenes, just off it. He took like a funny prom picture with you.
Yeah.
Just to like do
right.
It for shticks and giggles.
I think I took a weird prom. I forgot about that.
Like you brought it up and he was like, okay, fine. But
I was like, hey, would you mind
this.
If I just like get like kind of chest to your back and like wrap my hands around your stomach like we're going to the prom? And he's like, sure. Why? And I was like, just think it'd be funny. He goes, yeah, man, no problem. Just don't post it online or anything. I was like, okay.
All right, no
well,
problem.
You could now, couldn't you?
Yeah, now you could.
I don't know where that picture is. I mean, unless someone from Street Team has it, there's 0%. I've never even seen that picture.
I feel like Kim, the special event, I bet you she has it somewhere for blackmail purposes if we ever need it.
Yeah, I should go look that picture up.
I bet it was posted on the website and just no one knows.
No one saw it.
It's quite possible, actually. It could have been there the entire time.
Blue Shorts wrote a story about it that still somehow involved EB.
Cute.
Thanks.
I like that.
It didn't fall as flat as the Target joke, but I will say this.
Close, though.
It's sniffing it in the same ballpark. having a great day. Just reminding him of all the failures of times past.
Kai, settle down.
Probably not. You're fine. I'm not. You know what you did.
No,
so anyway.
It wasn't even your fault. It was my fault.
Well,
I didn't react quickly
enough. You watched the Ric Flair documentary last night, and you know about the no-sell, and that's what that was. Where Sting would no-sell, Ric Flair chops to the chest, then all of a sudden that would make the crowd very excited. I learned about that. I learned a little inside baseball.
I'm glad that you learned about
Gave
that.
Away the business, right, Tommy?
I got it right? Redskins MVPs. Okay. Who is the best player on their offense? Who's the best player on their defense?
Is it just too boring to say there's really only one answer for me on offense? Is it too boring to say Chris Thompson?
I actually think offense is way more debatable than defense, probably. On offense, you could go Chris Thompson or Kirk Cousins, and I think it's probably a close conversation. On defense, I think it's Zach Brown and nobody else. And the bigger question maybe that we could post, now I'm going to post a Twitter poll.
You going Grant Paulson?
I'm going to go at Grant H. Paulson on you. Zach Brown, Chris Thompson, Kirk Cousins, who is your Redskins team MVP to this point? I think that's maybe the best question to ask here. 800-636-1067. Here is the candidacy for each of these guys. Zach Brown, according to the coach's film, 89 tackles. No other Redskin has more than 45. Zach Brown, according to coach's film, has twice the number of tackles as any other player on the team.
Amazing.
He has 8 tackles for loss. Only Ryan Kerrigan on the entire team has more. In terms of sacks, Zach Brown, according to the coach's film, has 2.5. Quarterback pressures and hits, he's got 10 coming downhill from the inside linebacker spot. He has been the most impactful player at that position the Redskins have had in years and years.
Many moons.
Chris Thompson, of course, is on pace to break a bunch of records for running backs catching the football out of the backfield for the Redskins. He's got 35 catches, 7 more than anybody else. He's got 453 yards. Only Vernon Davis has over 350 on the rest of the team. He's averaging 13 per reception. He's got three receiving touchdowns, tied with Josh Doctson for the team lead. And oh, by the way, he's the leading rusher with 251 yards, the leading rusher with 4.9 per carry. He ripped off a 61-yard run for a touchdown against the Rams to help win that game. He's got the most total touchdowns on the team. The case for Cousins is no outside wide receiving help, very little running game, suddenly no offensive line, and they keep having shots to win, and he's playing at a rating over 100 and on pace for maybe a better year than he had a couple seasons ago.
Chris Thompson trails the entire receiving corps by one touchdown in terms of total TDs. He's got 200 yards more than the next closest wide receiver in terms of passing yards attained. Almost 90 yards more than his next trailer in terms of running the football. He's been their most impactful player. And you're right about Cousins. The adversity that he's dealt with is obvious. The outside wide receivers, I mentioned lack of production there. I just wonder, where would they be without Chris Thompson? This is a 1-7 type operation without Chris Thompson there.
Great question. I'd ask the same thing about Cousins.
True.
Where would they be without Kirk Cousins? A lot of people say, Colt McCoy could do some of this. They lose in Seattle by 16 or 18 points.
He's going to coast it up for you.
I'm telling you, they get blown out in that game. The Kansas City game, they almost won. No chance they almost win that game with Colt McCoy. You're right about Chris Thompson. He has saved them. They've had some like third and 18s. He's turned into 20-plus yard receptions.
Oh, yeah.
70-yard catch and run, 60-yard rushing touchdowns. Strike up the band. He's been there. DeSean Jackson, I always talk about when offenses are in a rut and you're not moving the football and you need that was easy button just to get you some momentum, they were going to be in a bad way this year. They haven't been, largely because of Chris Thompson, to a lesser extent because of Vernon Davis. But Kirk Cousins, if you want to talk about MVP in a way of value and replacing that guy, that's the most important position on the field. That's a combo. Zach Brown, without him on that defense,
what are we doing?
I can point to three or four plays where he, with his speed, made a stop that goes for 60 and a touchdown if it's not for him. That in years past, it's a 9-yard run off the edge and he makes a tackle coming laterally, but in the past, it's 25 or 30 and the game has changed. Not to mention how well he blitzes, the plays he makes in the passing game, the leadership he provides, and the fact that his speed has completely changed the way that Minuski and his staff are able to game plan.
I mean, he's incredible. Zach Brown's incredible. But the other nominees I'd say for defense, I'd put Swearinger in that group.
I think he's your runner-up. Yep.
I still probably would have to include Kerrigan because it's a different position, obviously. So he's not going to have the volume of tackles, but the tackles for loss.
He's got 13 TFLs and 4.5 sacks.
So that's in there as well.
He's a pro bowler.
I wonder if, because other corners have stepped in and played well, specifically Quentin Dunbar, I think, has been tremendous in spot duty and fill in. And there was a time this past weekend, by the way, we haven't talked about this much, where I felt like he was even in over Breland in certain packages. I meant to ask about that.
He
guys.
Was early in the game, and I wonder if that was a Breland not 100% thing. Because as the game went on, we saw more and more Bree.
Yeah. But Norman would be a candidate, I think, just doing what Josh Norman does, the value sometimes of not having the ball thrown to him, where you sort of dictate where someone is going to go. He needs to be in the conversation as well.
I'm actually a little bit surprised, and it's still very early. Sample size is minuscule. But I posted the poll. It is available if you want to retweet it. At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, who is the Redskins team MVP?
I'm going to vote right now.
At the midway point. Zach Brown, Chris Thompson, Kirk Cousins. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting Chris Thompson.
Okay. Right now, first 70 or so votes in, 40% Zach Brown, 30% Chris Thompson, 30% Kirk Cousins.
How about that?
So Zach Brown, the early leader in the clubhouse, surprises me a little bit, but look, we had Chris Russell on. You and I both kind of gave the defense either an even grade or slightly ahead of the offense, and he's been the best player on that defense. We'll read some of the responses from Twitter next, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, and we will take your calls on this. Go vote. The poll is on the midway MVP for the Redskins, 8 games in. Brown, Thompson, or Cousins? Who do you got? Chime in. 800-636-1067. Where are you guys at? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.